So the immediate aftermath involved these two guys beginning to make their escape good. A guy who lives close by following them up the hill with an aim to check in where they tried to disappear to. The police were already en route. Numerous neighbours had called 999. My neighbour was quite badly hurt. He'd been beaten quite a lot around the head, taken lots and lots of punches. During the actual intervention that I made, I'd actually not witnessed this because I'd actually zoned completely in on the guy who'd come across to me, job in hand, dealt with. It was time for the aftermath. The aftermath involved lots and lots of confusion, trying to work out what had happened, when different people's versions. The police arrived, there were lots of discussions. It turns out these two lads were eventually found. They both of Asian origin. They'd actually played the race card, gone back to the girlfriend's house up the road and told the girlfriend they'd been attacked by two racist white men with bottles, and their outraged girlfriends had actually seen the police car circling unknown to them looking for their boyfriends, and went out to complain to the police about these two racist white men down the road who'd beaten their 20-year-old boyfriends up. The police happily arrested the two guys, subsequently convicted many months later, and punished accordingly. The thing was, all this was avoidable, and whilst my neighbour had medical problems and several visits to the hospital over the next few days, one of the biggest things is he fell into a depression. This guy is a very educated man, and one of the things he realised is that at the end of the day, part of the problem was him going after these guys to give them a piece of his mind. When we talked to people who live further up the hill, we can track these two guys' behaviour down the road. One person much higher up the road had actually been on the verge of phoning the police because these guys were banging on cars, kicking car windows. They'd clearly had drink. A lady a couple of doors, about seven or eight doors up from where I live on the same side of the road, had already phoned the police because they were virtually fighting one another outside. I must have heard the raised voices after that incident, and then they've kicked the neighbour's wheelie bin over. When my neighbour pursued them to the corner, the junction where the shops are, on his side of the road, opposite to our left, is a small supermarket, the Co-op, and they were urinating up against the closed doors around the corner, out of view from our house. And he swore at them because A, they'd kicked his bin over, and two, they'd urinated. And it was there we found out on the date of the court appearance that they first assaulted him, and both parties had actually punched him. He'd then retreated back up the road. That's when the screaming had started, which was the point where I was making my way out of the house. And what was interesting was my version of events, where I approached a guy on the other side and tried to take him away from my neighbour, were completely contradicted by eyewitnesses who said that as I got to the bottom of the steps, bearing in mind I've got bare feet, shorts and a vest, this guy's actually come the distance, walked the distance across the road towards me and grabbed me by the scruff of the neck. So my perception was very different. Also, what's interesting is, I admit, and didn't recognise at first, I went into a freeze because the script wasn't being followed. I was going out to tell these guys to back off and move away, and my authority should have been enough to do that. My personal presence and physical presence, I believe, should do the trick. The script didn't go according to the way I expected it to on the night, and I actually recognise a point retrospectively where we were stood shirt front, hands grabbing one another's shirt fronts, that until he cocked his hand, I'd actually gone into a slight freeze. However, that freeze turned to action the moment he cocked his hand, because that's when training kicked in.